I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. One of the most powerful quotes from colonial America, Patrick Henry used this statement to help fuel a revolution and epitomizes our founding fathers' desires to have a choice. It shows the desperation of the colonists for their freedom and rights, namely, voting. After coming from an oppressive government without a say, it's no wonder why it was so important to them to have the right to take part in their government. So, why is it not important to us now? In 2016, around 138 million people voted for the presidency. At face value, this sounds excellent, until you realize that it is only about 53% of Americans that could vote. That means that 47% of people who could vote didn't. Take that statement in for a moment. 47% of our country didn't vote. Our country has regressed from give me liberty or give me death to half of its people not caring enough to leave their house to vote. This is a serious problem that could potentially destroy our country as we know it if we don't do something about it. Imagine a future where almost no one votes in elections, both on the state and federal levels. Our government would be in a state in which someone with cunning and vile intent could swoop in and take charge of our country without any contest from the people. The United States, the country that was founded upon liberty, would be back under the rule of a dictator/monarchy. All the fighting by our predecessors in the Revolutionary and World Wars would be for nothing. Will it take all the power being taken from the people for them to realize why the colonists rebelled against their king and why they fought and sacrificed so much in the World Wars? Every great civilization has fallen due to complacency. We can't allow this country to fall because of our disinterested citizens. So, what can we do? One way that people can be made to be more interested in voting is by dismantling the "my vote doesn't matter" mentality. We must enlighten them on why their vote matters. They must understand that they have the power to determine who gets to lead this country. Show them that voting is vital to our government and that our ancestors fought tooth and nail against impossible odds just so that they could have the right to determine the fate of their country. For those that are still not convinced, imagine this. Let's say an adult doesn't choose to vote. This might be okay, since it's only one vote, but what if they have kids? What if they have family or friends? When someone does anything, people tend to follow in their steps. It's human nature to follow trends. So when someone doesn't vote, the chances that others will follow suit is inevitable. It becomes a chain reaction where more and more people don't vote because of the trend of "my vote doesn't matter" that others have adopted, like a snowball rolling down a mountain. It's our duty as citizens of our great country to vote, even if you don't think that your individual vote matters. We, as a people, must change our society by breaking the mold of lazy, complacent citizens who let the government rule them. The Constitution of the United States proclaims, "We the people, not His Majesty." Why are we allowing this degeneration of our American spirit? There is another major problem. People don't like the candidates. It doesn't matter if you're in between a rock and a hard place in your decision, you must pick the candidate who matches your views the most. Just because a decision is hard doesn't mean that you don't have to make it. Let's say there are two candidates, both of which are rather distasteful in your eyes. You need to examine the two and see who's most likely to do the things you agree with. Do you support the environment? Then you should vote for the candidate who wants to protect the environment, no matter if you don't like them very much. What makes the United States great is that there are presidents, senators, and representatives that you vote for so the government is balanced. Our government wasn't meant to be ruled by one perfect ruler, but by the many. That's why it is so crucially vital for each and every one of us to vote for all of our officials, not just our president or worse, not even voting at all. If everyone votes this way, we can obtain a higher approval rating of elected officials and better people who make it into office. People have started losing faith in our government. We need to rekindle that faith and make this country stronger than ever, one vote at a time. We must all hang together, or assuredly we shall hang separately. Benjamin Franklin understood that our country would fall if separate, but if we are together as a united country, we can raise this country to greatness. Whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, libertarian or unaffiliated, it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. We are all Americans, and if we all vote for what's right, we can honor our founding fathers and give our children and grandchildren the unified country they deserve. Thank you.